Module 10, Business Practices, Part 2. Optimism and pessimism are two schools of thought adopted by individuals within organizations. Neither extreme is considered better than the other. The proper balance of the two is a fundamental part of best business practices. Optimism. Possessing the quality of optimism is the ability to find the bright side of every situation. This is an admirable position that not all have. The secret to exhibiting this characteristic is to understand that there are no issues that cannot have a positive spin. Not only is this beneficial for an individual's personal life, but optimism can be a competitive advantage in the business world. Like every other entity, businesses suffer losses and setbacks, but the trick to maintaining the stability of a company is leadership that knows how to look past the current problem to a nearby resolution. Optimistic employees tend to be more productive in terms of the quality and quantity of their work, and therefore make more money for the company. Who wants to follow a leader that whimpers at the sight of trouble, just like the people he is leading? Not many people can honestly say they desire this type of leader. Optimism is also good for your health. There have been several studies performed that conclude those who live life with a bright outlook generally live longer than those who do not. Also, optimists are likely to have more long-lasting, successful personal relationships. Pessimism. Pessimism is the exact opposite of optimism. Instead of viewing the glass as half full or having a positive outlook on situations, pessimists can only see the downside of the issue. As you would expect, pessimism in the workplace can be very detrimental to the individual's career growth and the well-being of the company as a whole. A pessimist who holds a leadership role can bring down the productivity and morale of the team, just by his or her very nature. An individual contributor with this type of attitude may never get promoted to leadership positions. What about the health factors associated with his pessimism? Pessimists generally suffer a lot of bodily and mental stress, which can manifest itself in a variety of ways such as heart disease, diabetes, and even cancer. So what's the moral of the story? Don't worry, be happy. The balance between optimism and pessimism. Extremism may not be a desirable trait in a person. This is also true when it comes to optimism and pessimism. Being optimistic about every situation could potentially lead a person away from reality and taking the proper steps to resolve a situation. It could also give someone a false hope, which would ultimately lead to disappointment, which could in turn cause the person to abandon all optimism. Case study. Dave was a strong believer in optimism. Everything he did it with a hopeful outlook. One day, he was needed to conduct a group assignment, and although he knew they couldn't succeed, he was optimistic the whole way through. He told his team that the best effort possible is all he could ask of them, and that is exactly what they gave him. In the end, the project needed an extension, but the team was proud of themselves and Dave for all the hard work that they were able to produce in such a short amount of time.